Gary, Adelaide in Adelaide is going to be an awesome task at any time of year, but in a final, it's probably even more so.
Yeah, look, they're you know, it's a perennial playoff team. They're young, they're hungry. They play in a little sweatbox of a gym down there. It's going to be hot, so it's always a tough task. I think the thing that we have going for us is that it's a one game. We don't go there on the back of another one. You know, we're there fresh. We're in the night before, so I think that's a real plus for us. But absolutely, it's a tough task.
Is Erin Phillips going to stop her? Is she the key matchup at the moment?
I think there's a few. I mean, that kid's a young star. I think she's going to be an Opal for a long time. She's a great young talent, energetic. You know, to me, she's reminiscent of Michelle Timms in a lot of ways. I think the thing about Adelaide is they've got so many scoring options. You know, Willie, their American imports, had a great season and has hurt us a couple of times. Jen Screen, also on the Opal squad, is just a tough nut that can score. You know, they've really got four or five players that can go up to 20, and that's a tough task when you've got five people that are dangerous like that. So, I mean, Phillips, I think, is their engine room and their grunt. She can score, Willie can score, Summerton can score. You know, we've really got to lock up as a team and individually lock people down, and then as a team say, hey, we can't have them scoring 80 or 90 points on us.
Graffy, you've played them twice over there this season, but they've both been on the back of a doubleheader against Perth. Do you think the fact that you've only got the one game this week, as you said before, is, you know, a real bonus to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at our last game against them, we go to Perth, you know, it's a 4.5 hour flight, get into Perth, play there that night. We were fortunate that we only had to play everyone 20 minutes or less. Lauren only played 8. We have a 5 o'clock bus, fly another, you know, 2.5 hours back to Adelaide, arrive at our hotel at 1, leave the hotel at 4 to go play. I mean, that's not exactly perfect preparation. And so I think, you know, with one game, one focus, flying the night before, I think that's a real plus for us. We haven't met them on those terms yet.
On Lauren, she played 29 minutes again. Any ideas to maybe bump her up to 32, 33?
I think, you know, that's probably where she is right now, that 7 or 8 minutes a quarter, and she seems to be handling that pretty well. I was pretty impressed with the way she played that second half. I think she looked pretty gassed in the first half, but she came through down the stretch, and I think that's just a sign of her getting to play a bit more. We haven't practiced her anymore, you know, but I think that 7, 8 minutes a quarter is pretty much where she's at.
How important is Smalls going to be in this game? Because Adelaide just love to run and gun.
They do. Well, it's up to us to, you know, we've got to control the tempo. I mean, it's no secret that they're a running team that are going to try and spread us out. We've got to make it a quarter-court contest that goes inside. So it's, you know, who can most effectively get their game plan executed. And, you know, that's going to be a tough one. They do move the ball well. They do get up and down quick, but they've got to defend our bigs inside at the other end. So, you know, that'll be our challenge, is to slow up Phillips, don't let her motor the ball down the floor, to make sure someone doesn't fly up the floor and really just, you know, follow our game plan, and that is to control the tempo.
Lauren seems to be putting the ball on the floor a lot more since she's come back. Is that something you're encouraging, to have her drive from outside?
Well, I think Loz's biggest strength is playing back to the basket, in our league in particular. You know, she's 6'5", and she's getting her touch now. You know, and against a smaller team, that, you know, they can, that's easier for them to defend. I think front to the basket, Loz driving on a 6-footer isn't as advantageous as her posting him up and going back to the basket. So I think she's just got to have that mix. But I think her touch around the basket's starting to come back, and I think she's got to go to that. You know, she's got to overpower people. We've got to pound it inside to her and maybe, you know, alleviate a little bit of the pressure of her getting to the post. You know, we need to slam some people on screens and get her down there low without three people banging her every time.
Harry, last time you played here at the AIS, ended up playing, in the training field, and you won that game. Alana Beard with that Laura Summerton in there. So, did you learn much from that game? The fact that you did beat them.
Yeah, I think that was a contest. Again, and you know, they're looking at it saying, well, that wasn't relevant either. You know, a fire goes off in the main arena, we move down, wait 2 hours. You know, so it, you know, and I think AB, you know, she had a shocker that game, other than her almost dunk on a tip in. But I think our bigs really played well that game. I think our inside game was a real plus for us. But I think ultimately right now it's, you know, we don't feel that, and I don't think they feel that it's been probably even as yet. They haven't come here and had an even contest as far as, you know, circumstances, and we haven't been there on a one game. So I think that's a big factor.
All right. Everybody fit within your side, no rollies or anything like that?
We got Tully had a few stitches in her elbow from the hit she took in the semi. You know, Kelly Abrams has got a little bit of a niggling knee, but nothing major. Lauren's still Lauren, and chipping away with, you know, making sure we do the right thing by her shins. But other than that, we're pretty good.